Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is B'Metzia Daf Chav Ches. We are going to pick up again on Daf Chav Zayinim Beis, 11 lines from the end of the page at Amar Rava. Even though we got a little past there, we'll start from there. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Lea Shalom, also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, they should return home safely, and also by Rabbi Bruckheimer, in loving memory of his wife, Hindelbas Eliyakim HaKohen, Zechara Levracha, her Neshama Shavin Aliyah, and in honor of his real Bar Mitzvah anniversary, which is in Adar Sheni, and it is also sponsored by my friend Rabbi Mordechai Javaheri in honor of his father, Mr. Morris Javaheri's 64th birthday this Shabbat. He's on his second cycle of Daf Yomi with us, and has also listened to most of the Isra V'Heter Shiurim this year. So a real Talmud. We thank Rabbi Javaheri for the sponsorship, and we wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Javaheri. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to have Rava is going to prove that Simonim are in fact Da'oraisa, and the Gemara is going to question Rava's proof and have two different rejections of Rava's proof that Simonim are Da'oraisa. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what do you do with competing Simonim or competing indicators that an item belongs to one individual or another. Who wins? If one guy has Simonim, the other one has Edim, the other one or two people have Simonim, and then one of them has an Eid Echad, all these types of competing indicators. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amar Aleph is going to bring two opinions about how long you need to be Machri. So you're going to be machris this imanim, but until when? It's been months, years. When do you stop being machris and just leave it alone? Then there's going to be three brisos about hachraza. One about the exact nusach of the hachraza, one about the zman of the hachraza, and one about hachraza specifically in Yerushalayim. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about who not to return an aveda to, particularly a ramai, a deceitful person. The Gemara doesn't have machlokas whether you announce what kind of object you found, or do you just say, I found an aveda, and let the person tell you what kind of object he lost. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about dealing with live animals that are found, so they need to be fed, and who has to bear the expenses of doing that, and how long do you have to deal with keeping a live animal around your house when you find a live animal? Well, a coat you could put in the closet, but what do you do with a live animal? So that's the Gemara is going to talk about that as well. So let's pick up again about 11 lines from the end of the page, right in the middle of the line. Amar Rava on Chav Zayin and Beis. Amar Rava Imtim Slomer Simanim Lav Da'oraisa Heichi Madrina Navid De B'Simanim. If you were told that Simanim are not Da'oraisa, well then how could it be that the Chamor or Mesakin that you return Navid De B'Simanim, and maybe you're returning it to the wrong person? Meaning, if it's not a Din Da'oraisa that this is Machria, that this is the right guy, then how could the Rabbanan do that? You might be giving it to the wrong guy. Says the Gemara, "Dinichle the motzei aveda dinad b'simanim ki echad dichiavdele l'didei namin adule b'simanim." The guy who finds the aveda is very happy to return it b'simanim because he wants that when he loses an aveda, he'll get his aveda back with simanim. So I'm there of safra the rav of chiyadim also tov le'atzim amam sheinu shalom. What do I care what he wants? Meaning, you're going to do a favor for the guy who found it at the expense of the real owner of the aveda. I'm going to go return it to the wrong guy because it's going to, in the long run, it will work out better for me. Yeah, but what about for the guy who actually owns it? So Rav explains differently. Ella nichale libal aveda. It's not that it's better for the guy who found the aveda. It's actually better for the bal aveda, the mev simanim, the mishkale, that he should be able to give simanim and retrieve his aveda because made the other day demlesle. He knows he doesn't have edim that this belongs to him. So meimar amar kuli amelo yadi simanim ufakim dida. Most people don't know the real simanim of this aveda. I know the simanim of my aveda. So I'll give the simanim mufakim of this aveda, and I'll be able to get it back. But if I had to bring edim that it belongs to me, most of the time you're not going to be able to find edim that a particular aveda belongs to you. So you'd much prefer to be able to retrieve it with simanim. Tosfos points out that over here, when the Gemara says simanim mufakim, it can't possibly mean actual simanim mufakim, because that was never baba cheshbon, that was never part of the conversation, whether that's d'oraisa or d'rabanan, right? Simanim she'enu mufakim was part of the conversation. Simanim mufakim was, of course, d'oraisa. The Rashi explains, it can't mean simanim mufakim, because adraba, the Gemara is explaining why the Baal Aveda wants to be able to get his Aveda back with simanim she'enu mufakim. So if the simanim... If the mid-level simanim everyone knows, and the simanim mufakim he's the only one that knows, then adrabah, if you give it back with mid-level simanim, he's going to lose out. No, so the Gemara means that the Bailum wants it to be returned with mid-level simanim. Why do we call it simanim mufakim? Because klape terrible simanim, these are more mufak than terrible simanim, you know, than simanim that are not really indicative at all. So the Gemara asks on Rava Svara. So again, Rava says it has to be that simanim are daraisa, because if they were not daraisa, how would you return an aveda? So then Rava explained differently that no, the reason the chum were masakin to return an aveda is because it's in the Baal Aveda's best interest. So says the Gemara, that which the Mishnah says, meaning, is it always really in the Baal Aveda's best interest? We had a Mishnah in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that said, Rav Shugum Lialomer Echra Lov Mishlosha, that if you find three shtaros that all had the name of the same lova that he had borrowed from three different people, Yachzer Lovi, return that to the lova. But Shlosha Shalavu Mina Echra, if you find three different shtaros that all had the same name of the same malva, then Yachzer the Malva, you return it to the malva, because that's a simin that the three of them all had the same name of the Malva. So you're going to say over here, Nichale Lova Laduri the Malva? You think it's in the Lova's best interest? You think he's happy that you're going to return it to the Malva? Certainly it would be better for the Lova if you don't return the Shtar to the Malva with Simanim, because it could be that he already paid up that Shtar Chov, and now you're going to give it back to the Malva. The Malva will be able to collect from him a second time. So if it would just stay with the guy who found it, the Malva would never be able to collect again. So Amalei, Rava says to Rav Safra, Hasam, when it comes to the three Shtaros that are found together, it's not about simanim. That's just svarahu. The reason you return the three to the malva when they all have the same malva, and the three to the lova when they all have the same lova, is not because that's a simin. It's simple svara. Echra lova mishlosha yachzu lova digabi lova shchichi. If they all have the same name of the lova in them, you give it to the lova because he would be the one that would be holding on to them. Gavi malva lo shchichi. It would be very uncommon for a malva, for the malva to be holding on to three shtaros, one with his name and two with other people's names on it. So shvabi na milova. So it must be that it fell from the lova. Shlosha shlova me'echad. And if three people borrow from the same malva, yachzer the malva, you return to the malva, tigabi malva shchichi, because it's most common that the malva would have the three shtaros. Gabi lova lo shchichi. It would not be very common for the lova to have those three shtaros. So ella, so rather, says Gemara, if I wanted to reject Rava's idea, I would reject it from the following. Haditran, meaning again, Rava who says that you return the aveda b'simanim because the bala Aveda prefers it that way. He wants you to return it b'simanim. I can reject that from the following Mishnah, the following line in the Mishnah Daf Chaf. Matzah tachruch shel shtaros, so aguda shel shtaros. If you find a bundle of shtaros or a pile of shtaros, harei ze yachzir. You give it to whoever gives you simanim on those shtaros. What are the simanim? How many shtaros there were? How they were bundled or piled together? So it sounds like even if the malva is the one that gives those simanim, you give the shtar back to the malva. Do you think that the Baal Aveda, the Lova, is happy about you giving it back to the Malva? He certainly would rather you not give it back to the Malva. Tosos points out, well, maybe he is happy you give it back to the Malva, because maybe right now he's the borrower, so he's going to lose money on this. But next time, maybe he's going to be the lender, and he's going to want you to return those shtaros back to him. So Tosos points out, no one thinks that way. When right now there's a shtar that says, I owe money, I'm not thinking about, yeah, in the future, I may be the lucky one who gets to lend money to other people, and that I'm going to want that shtar back. Right now, I want to deal with the money that's at stake at the moment. So certainly the lover is not happy about it. So you can't always assume that that the reason we return things b'simanim is because the Baal Aveda is super happy with that. It doesn't always work out that a Baal Aveda is happy with you returning things b'simanim. Okay, so now says Mara Ella Amarava simanim da'oraisa. It must be that simanim are da'oraisa. Well, if something's da'oraisa, you need a pot. pasuk. Where's the pasuk tichsiv? Because the pasuk says vayimcha ad derosh achicha oso, that you should keep it until the fellow comes looking for it, until he asks for it, and then vashivosala, then you return it. V'chisala al daitcha she'inenu kodim she'idrashenu. What would I think that you return it before he asks for it? Ela darshehu im ramai hu oenu ramai. No, what it means is you have to go and investigate whether the fellow asking for it is a deceitful, dishonest person, or he's not a dishonest person. So how would you do that? Lav b'simanim, isn't the way you do that by asking for simanim? So shmamina, so you see from that pasuk, that simanim are in fact midah oraisa. Maram Shif asks a very obvious question over here, that if you're going to learn that simanim are oraisa, why would you use this pasuk of ad rosh achicha oso? The Mishnah we already had on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph said that why does the Torah give the example of simla when it wants to tell me about an aveda? So the Mishnah said two reasons. One, it's yeshlo tovim, and the other is that yeshlo simanim, that a simla typically has simanim. Okay, so we said that if you hold simanim derabanan, then that was lav davka, and that's only an asmachta. But if you hold simanim d'oraisa, that's probably the drasha, the one that the Mishnah quotes, is probably the drasha. So the Ram Shif says, yeah, that's the real drasha. This is an indicator that that's a real drasha. Meaning when we say, drasha chicho so, it's telling you how to return it, that you return it checking if the guy is honest or not. So the simla tells us, and the way to check if he's honest or not, is by something that's nogeya to a simla, namely with simanim. So Amar Rava, imtim salomar simanim d'oraisa. Rava says, if you're going to say that simanim are da'oraisa, so before the Gemara carries on with that sentence, what do you mean imtim salomar pashut le simanim da'oraisa? You just said that simanim are da'oraisa. You just, Rava, just came to the conclusion that simanim are da'oraisa based on a pasuk. So how can the next line say that Rava says, oh, if you want a taina, that's simanim, what do you mean if you want a taina? It is, we have a maskana. So says Gemara, mishum di'ika l'memer k'tashaninan. No, there's a way out, because the pasuk that he quoted may have nothing to do with simanim. Meaning we had another possibility that ad rosh achicha oso is not with simanim, but it's with edim, that the guy is going to need to bring edim that he's not a ramai, and maybe it has nothing to do with simanim at all. So anyway, so the Gemara now goes back to what Rava's comment was, that if you assume simanim are daraisa, what if you have competing simanim? Simanim v'simanim yaniach. If two people come and each of them give simanim, just leave the aveda, and Rashi says ad sheyavo Eliyahu. You let the aveda be ad sheyavo Eliyahu. The Rambam Hilchos Kzeil v'Aveda, Parak Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav, says that it's munach until one of them admits, or they come up with some sort of pshara between them. Not ad sheyavo Eliyahu. So Rav Moshe in Dibros Moshe, Simla Meralf, Os Memches, says, what's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, where Rashi says it's ad sheyavo Eliyahu, and the Rambam says it's until they figure something out? It must be that the Rambam holds that the din of Yehi Munach is because we don't know which of these two guys the Aveda belongs to. So let them figure it out among themselves. Rashi learns, like the Shita Mekubetza. Shita Mekubetza says it belongs to neither of them. Meaning there's a third possibility, not that it belongs to Reuven, or that it belongs to Shimon, maybe it belongs to neither of them. Both of them happen to have seen the same simon and guessed correctly or whatever and had some sort of inside information. But when two people are able to give simanim, we are choshish it belongs to neither of them. So pshara between them is not going to satisfy us. It's going to be munach ad sheyav Eliyahu. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva all write that a simon mufak is better than a simon she'enu mufak, even if simanim are minatora. Meaning, even if simon she'enu mufak is minatora, it doesn't mean that min haTorah all simanim are created equal. Yeah, there's a siman mufak would still be on a higher level. And his raya is because just like when you have simanim versus edim, you give to the one who brings the edim, so too a siman mufak legabi, a siman she'enu mufak is like edim, meaning that every indicator of what, you know, that we're willing to rely on is of the same level of strength. So if you have something that's a siman mufak that's clearly better than a siman she'enu mufak, and edim might even be better than that, may or may not be better than that. So anyway, simanim, simanim yaniach, simanim ve'edim. If a person gives simanim of an aveda and someone else brings edim, you now say in the bala edim, you give to the person that has edim. Again, that's talking about simanim she'enim of hakim. Simanim ve'simanim ve'ed echad. Let's say one guy brings a simon, the other one has a simon also, but in addition to the simon, he's got an ed echad. So ed echad command delay sidami. We don't care about the ed echad. It doesn't do anything. Ve'aniach. And therefore, you have to leave the aveda aside ad sheyavo Eliyahu. There is a machlokas rishonim when you have eid echad ba'aveda. The Ran writes that only in the case where each side has simanim, that's where we ignore the eid echad. But if you find a metzia and an eid echad says, oh wait, I know who that belongs to. That belongs to Ploni. Remember the case we had where the guy found the gold ring or something and brought it to the jeweler, and the jeweler said, wait, I know who that belongs to. That belongs to Ploni. So that's an eid echad on a simon. So says the Ran, he is ne'eman. There's no chashash meshaker that the aveda belongs to Ploni, that he would lie that it belongs to Ploni. And it's an eid echad is not motzi miyad a muchsak, because the motzi is not considered to be a muchsak, so it wouldn't be a problem of eid echad being motzi miyad a muchsak over here. So of course you would trust the eid echad. However, the Ritvan Maseches Gittin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph writes that an eid that's made about an aveda that it belongs to a particular person is not ne'eman, because in all dinim amanus we don't trust an eid echad. So that's machlokas rishonim whether we believe an eid echad. So, but in our case, it's one guy says simanim, the other one says simanim and has an eid echad. So that's where we for sure ignore the eid echad. Now the Rush writes, yeah, you ignore the eid echad, but the bala simanim that the eid is made against, it still has to take a shavua to be makdash that eid, just like an old din imam said an eid echad is mechayiv the bal din shekenegdo with shavua. When you have eid echad kenegdo, you chayiv a shavua to be makdash eid echad. And if he swears that that against the eid echad, then it's munachat sheyav aliyahu. But if he doesn't swear against the eid echad, then we actually return the aveda to, wow. So what the Rosh is saying is not at all the implication of the Gemara, right? The Gemara sounds like it's saying one guy brings simanim, the other one brings simanim and eid echad, munachat sheyav aliyahu. Says the Rosh, no, not so fast. That's that if he refuses to swear, then you give it to the guy with the eid echad. It's only if he swears that it's munachat sheyav aliyahu. So the Mukhe Yosef says, no, the Gemara is saying what it sounds like it's saying. It's munachat sheyav aliyahu. We don't make the guy swear. Why do we not make the guy swear? The Rosh has a good point. Whenever it's eid echad kenegdo, it's mechayev v'shvua. Yeah, it's mechayev v'shvua when by taking that shvua you win. That's when we say eid echad kenegdo is chayev v'shvua. Over here, what's going to be? He's going to take the shvua that it really is his, and that eid echad is lying, and then it's going to be munachat sheyav aliyahu. He's not going to. You don't make a guy take a shvua when even after he takes a shvua, it's going to be left munachat sheyav aliyahu. Eidei ariga veidei nefila. Let's say there are two people, each bring a set of eidim. One guy brings eidim that he wove this talis by himself, and the other one brings eidim that he dropped this talis. Tinas and eidim nefila. So you give it to the person who has eidim that he dropped it. Because we assume that yes, we believe the eidim that you made this talis, but why did you make it? To then sell it, and you sold it to this guy who then dropped it, meaning it all fits together. But then you're not the owner. Midas arko midas rachba. One guy says, I know the exact measure of the length of the talus. The other one says, I know the exact measure of the width of the talus. Tinas and midas arko, you give to the one who knows the length of the talus. The midas rachbo, shiruka misharila, kan mechasila maravakai. Because the width of the talus, you can estimate when you watch a person wearing the talus. You're never going to be able to guess the length of the talus. The Marav Shif points out that it's what we would call, it's the opposite based on the way we would wear our, meaning when we put on a talus from our head to our foot, that's easy to measure because you could just look at a guy wearing a talus, you could measure that. That's what the Gemara means by the width of the talus, because oftentimes the other way is the longer way of the talus, and we scrunch that up on our shoulders, and that you would never be able to tell unless you know something, unless you've it was your talus. Midas arko lo mishtar, that person's not going to be able to assess the midas arko just by eyeballing it. Midas arko midas rachbo midas gamav. A person says the midas arko and midas rachbo of the beged, and then the other guy says an overall measurement of the surface area. So you nothing midas arko v'rachbo. You give to the person who knows the exact length and width of the talus. Midas arko midas rachbo midas mishkalosav. If the one guy says he knows the length and the width, and the other one knows exactly how much it weighs, you nothing midas mishkalosav. You give to the one who knows how much it weighs. Who amar simane a get? If let's say the husband is able to give simanim on a get, and he says, you know, I wrote this get, but I changed my mind. I didn't give it to my wife and then I dropped it. V'yo meres simanei get, and she says, he did give it to me, and we're divorced, and I need that get back, and she has simanei manit, so you know, you give it to her, because if she never received the get, how would she know the simanim of the get? The husband would know the simanim, even if he did give it to her, because he had it first. So, b'mai, what simanim exactly are we talking about on a get? If we're talking about the length and the width of the get, maybe while the husband was holding on to the get, the woman saw the length and the width of the get. So it's not a raya that it's hers just because she knows the midas arko v'rachbo. Ella nekav yeshua b'tzadol ploni. It must be that she's able to identify a hole in the parchment or in the paper, a get could be written on paper, next to os ploni, next to a particular letter. There is a machlok rishonim whether the simon mufak that the Gemara picks to use of a nekav b'tzadol ploni is bedafka, or would we give it back to a woman with the simon she'enu mufak also? Because nekav b'tzadol ploni, that would qualify as a simon mufak. Do you need that level of simon? So the Rif and the Rambam and Tosfos and other Rishonim say that since Hashavas Haget to an Isha is connected to Isurei Torah, she's going to be able to get remarried based on this get. So if it were clear to us that Simon Min HaTorah, that even a Simon She'eno Mufak would work as long as it's not a Simon Gerua. But since we're not sure, we had all Sugya, Simon Daraisa, Simon Durabanan, that's why the Gemara specifically gives an example of a Simon Mufak, because it's only with the Simon Mufak that she's going to be able to get receive that get. However, the Rush writes that even if Simon Madrabanan, you don't need a Simon Mufak, and he says because if only if the husband lost the get and someone found it and he wants to return it to the husband in exchange for a Simon, since there's a chashash that that get fell from someone else who has the same name, and if you give it back to this Baal, he's going to be Megarish, his wife, for the get that was written for another woman. In order to be Motzi from that chashash, you have to give a simon mufak, because then we know that it fell from him. But in this case, where there's no chashash that of a gerishin that was written l'shem isha acheres, because we know that this get was biyadi isha, she gives a simon, even though it's not a simon mufak, that's enough to give this get back to the woman. Meaning, depending on what the chashash is, if it's a chashash that it's somebody else's get, that's what you would need a simon mufak, says the Rush. But if it's not a chashash somebody else's get, it's just a question of did she ever receive it? Well, simon shein mufak is enough to know that she actually received this get. Who omer simone achut? The omer simone achut inasinla. If they're both able to give simonim of the string that tied this get together, you give it to her. If it's about the color of the string, how's that a raya that she received the get? Maybe she just saw the color of the string. Ella b'midas arko. No, it must be that she's able to tell you the length of the string, even though it's tied up now around the get. So it must be that she had untied it and she's the one that had tied it up, and that's why she knows the length of the string. If the husband says the simon of the get is that it was in a particular flask, a particular type of kli, and she identifies the type of kli the get is in, you know, say no, you give it to him. My time and made the other. She's been married to him. She knows that he keeps everything in his favorite little flask. So of course she'll be able to identify that the get was kept in the flask by having been married. It doesn't mean that it was her flask and she's the one that put it there. By having been married to him, she knows the way he keeps things, and therefore we do not trust her simon. The Rishonim raised a question. Yeah, but he was married to her also, so maybe he knows that whenever you give her something, she puts it away in a little flask. Meaning you have the same chashash in the other direction. So the Ramban writes that when we say yinasin lo, it's really lavdavka. It means you don't give it to her. Meaning the point is she will not have in her hand proof that she is divorced. And if Nami, we're not going to give it to him either, because neither of them have a reasonable simon. However, the Ramban writes that it could be that you give it to him, and the reason that you don't give it, that we don't say, well, maybe he just knows that she puts everything in a chafisa, is because it's not normal to put a get in a chafisa. You would put it in a much more protected place. A woman has to be very, very careful with her get, because she knows her ability to move on with her life and to get remarried depends on being able to have that get. Okay, new Mishnah. And Masai Chayv Lachris, until when do you have to keep on announcing that you found an Aveda? Ad Kadei She'edu Bo Shechein of Divrei Meir. Meir says until the neighbors know about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sholosh Regalim, that no, it goes for three Regalim. V'achar Regal Achron Sheva Yamim. And then after the last of three Regalim, an additional 7 days. Why 7 days? Kadei She'edu Lebeis HaShlosha, so that the guy who lost it could go back home for 3 days' journey. V'yachar Shlosha, then return back to Yerushalayim for 3 days. V'yachar Yom Echad, and he'll be able to announce for 1 day, I'm the guy that lost it, until he's able to find the person that found it. The reason for Shalosh Regalim, Rashi writes in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, is because after 12 months, a person is Miyaish. So Shalosh Regalim is another way of saying 12 months. The problem the Achronim raised on that, Rashi, is it's not exactly the same way of saying 12 months. What if, let's say, a person lost the Aveda right now, right, at the end of Adar Beis? So Shalosh Regalim is going to be after Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. That's 7 months from now. That's not 12 months from now. So others say differently. The Meiri writes Sholosh Regalim because if someone was Nenas and he didn't get to be Ola L'Regel the first time, second time, it's unusual that the Onas would last for three Regalim. So eventually, whoever lost it would make it to be Ola L'Regel, because Aliyah L'Regel is the time where everyone converges on one location. So says Maratana, we have a Braisa Shechene Aveda that when Reb Meir says Achiyidu Shechenov, it means the Shechenim of the Aveda. So, my Shechene Aveda, what does that mean exactly? Because remember, there were two opinions in the Mishnah about when you have to announce until. The first opinion was until the neighbors know about it. So the Braisa says, the neighbors of the Aveda. So it says, what does that mean? What are Shechene Aveda? If it means the Shechenim of the Baal Aveda, how would you know who the Baal Aveda is? If you knew who the Baal Aveda was, you would just give it back to him. So how would you know who the neighbors are of the Baal Aveda? It means everyone in the neighborhood where the Aveda was found. So that's as far as you have to let it be known, that everyone in that neighborhood should know about it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says three regalim, and then plus 7 more days. So Minhu, I'll ask you a stira, b'shlosh of Marcheshon Shalom Nesach Shamim, that on the third day of Marcheshon, the Mishnah Masech Taina says, we start saying the same Talumatar, Ram Gamliel, and Shiva Bar Gamliel says on the seventh day of Marcheshon, why the seventh day? Chamishosu Yom, Marcher Achag, because it's 15 days after Sukkot, and that allows Kadeshi Yagia Ha'achron Shab Yisrael in Ahar Pras, so that the last one who was Ol L'Regel to Yerushalayim will be able to get back home, because it takes 15 days. So that's a problem, because our Mishnah says it takes 3 days. So I'm Rav Yosef Lo Kasha. It's not a stira. Kan b'mikdash rishon. The Mishnah in Tainus is talking about during the Zman of the first Beis HaMikdash. Kan b'mikdash sheni. Our Mishnah is talking about the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash. B'mikdash rishon d'nefishi Yisrael Tuva. In the Zman of the first Beis HaMikdash, there were so many Jews in Yerushalayim. Dichsiv b'hu, the Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Yehuda v'Yisrael rabim k'chol asher alayam l'rov. So be'in k'lehai. So then you need a lot of days for everyone to get back to the most distant locations. But b'mikdasheni lo nefishi Yisrael Tuva, b'mikdasheni, where there weren't so many Jewish people that had returned from Galus to Chsivbu, because the Pasuk says in Ezra, Kol HaKol Ke'echon Arba Ribo Alpayim Sholosh Meos V'Shishim. So it's not so many people, Lobin and Kulihai, so you don't need so many days for everyone to get back. So it only takes 3 days. Amle Abaye, but Abaye said to Rav Yosef Aksiv, but the Pasuk says in Ezra about Baye Sheni, V'Yeshua HaKohanim V'Alvim V'Amashorim V'Ashorim V'Chol Yisrael Ba'Rehem, that even though there weren't so many of them, but they were scattered all over these different cities, just like they were in the Tkufa of Bayis Rishon, meaning they were as scattered in as many cities as they were in Bayis Rishon. It was just smaller Jewish neighborhoods, fewer Jews, but just as many cities. So if that's the case, then it's the exact opposite. Mikdash Rishon d'nefishi Yisrael Tuva d'mitzvas alma mishtachi she'arta da'azli ben b'imam ben b'leila lo b'inu kolehai v'sagi b'tal siyoma. During the Tkufa of the first base of Mikdash, there were so many Jews going to these locations that there was constant, Muncie Trails was sending 18 buses a day, because there were so many people that were going, so it was easy to travel back and forth. But Mikdash Sheni, don't fish Yisrael Tuva, but Mikdash Sheni, where there weren't so many Jewish people, v'lo mitzvah salma. People weren't going in large chaburos to their homes. Lo mishtachi shiata dazi bin bivam bin b'layla. You couldn't easily find transportation. So being in Kulehai, it took longer to get home because transportation wasn't as easy to find. And that's what the Mishnah Titus was talking about. Rava Amar Losha Mikdash Rishon Losha Mikdash Sheni. Rava says there is no chiluk between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Simply the reason why we only require 7 days after Moed over here, even though it takes 15 days for him to get home, is Lo Tzrichu Rabban Baveda Yosemidai. There's only so much we're going to be matriach a person to be Meshe Baveda. So we draw the line at a week after the Regel, even though there are people that it will take longer to get home. Some Ravina Shmamina Akimachris Galima Machris. That from our Mishnah that says that we only give him enough time to get back home and to come back, it must be that when you announce the Aveda, you announce exactly what kind of Aveda it is. That you say, I found a coat, something like that. Disal Gadaitach Avedasa Machris. Because if you only announce, I found an Aveda, well, then you would need to give the guy more time. You would have to add another day when he's home to check through every single thing he owns to see what he might have lost. But if you announce that I found a coat, he'll just look in his coat closet and see if he's missing a coat. So that will take him 2 seconds. So el shmamina glima machros shmamina. So it must be that you announce the particular type of aveda. Rava amarna afil tema avedasa machros. You could even announce, it could be that you just announce, you know, more broadly, more generally, that it was an aveda. Aye, but how does that give him enough time? Maybe it doesn't give him enough time, but we're not matriach a person to go crazy with Hashavas Aveda. So giving a week will have to be enough time. Regel Rishon Omer Regel Rishon. The first regel that he's announcing the Aveda, he has to say, it is the first regel of me announcing this Aveda. Regel Sheni Omer Regel Sheni. Regel Shlishi Omer Stam. But by the third regel, he doesn't say what regel it is. Regel Shlishi. Why shouldn't he announce that it's the Regel Shlishi? Because some people will make a mistake and think that that's the regal sheni. So sheni nami. Well, when he announces regal sheni, asilach l'vibrisha, people will come to the mistake and think that it's the first regal. So akasi regal shlishi. Well, even lefita usam, even according to their mistake, they're not going to lose out because on the third regal they'll still be able to get their aveda. But if a person makes a mistake on the third regal to think that it's the regal sheni, so even if he lost that object, he's not going to rush back to Yerushalayim. He's going to rely on the future regel, but there's not going to be a future regel, and he's going to lose that aveda. It used to be if you found an aveda, you spent 3 regalim being machris, and then 7 more days, like Rabbi Deshita in our Mishnah, so that the guy will have 3 days to return home, 3 days to come back to Yerushalayim, and he'll be able to announce for 1 day that he's the one that lost the Aveda. Once the Beis HaMikdash, which should be speedily rebuilt, was destroyed, so they made a takana, you know, announced in public places where Jews frequent. And Batei Midrashos. Rav Moshe writes, and if you live in a building on the Lower East Side, the elevator, right? Meaning a place where all the Jews are all the time. Everyone goes by the elevator in the building, right? Where it does Slav Dafka, this is not a din in Kedusha Space of Knesset or anything like that. Umisharabu Anasim, and when there were Anasim that came into play, Hiskinushi Madin Lashkedav Miyudah Vidayo. So they said, you know what, just let your neighbors know about it so that, and the people that you know about it. My Misharabu Anasim, who are these Anasim that caused problems? Tamar Avedasa Lamalka, there were people that were going around saying that every Aveda has to go to the Melech. So you didn't want to start up with these people, so you don't want to get the word to them that there's an Aveda. Rabbi Ami Ashkach Udya Didani, he once found a kli full of golden coins, Chaziyahu Bar Nash to Kamirtas, and a certain person saw that Rabbi Ami was afraid, so he thought that Rabbi Ami was choshed him of being an anas who's going to insist that it goes to the Malchus. So Amalei, that person said to Rabbi Ami, Zil Shkol Nafshach, you take this for yourself, you don't have to worry about me. Talav Parsay Anandarmi Avedos Al Malka, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not a Parsay who says that all the Avedos have to go to the Melech. Now, where Aveda comes up in Shul most frequently, we mentioned about the but the Midrash, not so much about the Hashavas Aveda being announced in Shul. Most Avedas happen in Shuls. Most of the time that we have an Aveda, like we mentioned the other day, you look right now, it's been sunny for a week. You look downstairs in the coat closet, there are dozens of coats down there, right? That's what Avedas happen, because people come to shul when it's raining, and then the sun comes out. We daven really nicely, so the sun comes out. So then, when you walk home, you don't need a raincoat. So you forget that you even brought one to shul in the first place. So that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What if someone had taken your raincoat from shul? Can you take theirs? Like you see the mistake. Like you could see what they made a mistake. So Rav Moshe says it's a perish gemara that you're not allowed to do that. That you're not allowed to take them. However, he says the Aruch HaShulchan writes that you are allowed to do it because it's understood that that's what people do. So it's a question of what's understood exactly and what's not understood. So if someone stole your raincoat, so you're not allowed to steal back, right? But if you think it was an honest mistake, and so and that's the understanding that then you're allowed to use theirs as well. So anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, Evan Toin of Yerushalayim. They had a place in Yerushalayim called the Evan Toin. Call me Shavdul Aveda Nifnal Hashem, call me Shemotz Aveda Nifnal Hashem. Anyone who lost an Aveda would go there. Anyone who found an Aveda would go there. It was a system that they had, so people could. You knew that that's where you go for an aveda. By the way, Rav Moshe also writes in the tshuva that if there is a place like that, that everyone knows that that's where you go for an aveda, that's where you return it. So if you find an aveda on the bus, on the subway, and something like that, and they have a lost and found, return it to the lost and found. You're going to tell me, but the lost and found doesn't work with the dinam of Chasham Mishra, doesn't work with the dinam of Hashem's aveda. Still your best bet. You still bring it to the lost and found. That's still the best way to return an aveda. And anyone who gets on the bus or something knows that that's the system. So it's as if we committed to that system in Chosh Mishpat in general. Whenever you agree to something, that's what's binding. So Vizui Shashaninu Tsuru in Nimcha Seven Atoin. And that's the story in that's the reference in the story of Choni Ma'agel, where they say, see if there was enough rain that Nimcha Seven Atoin, that even the Evan Atoin was covered up because it was in a high location. New Mishnah Amar Aveda Vlo Amar Simanel. The guy says the Aveda, but he doesn't say what the Simanim are. Lo Yitin Lo Varamai Alfi Shomer Simanel Lo Yitin Lo. If the guy's Ramai, even if he says the Simanim, don't give him Shneimar Adrosh Chicha. So Adrosh Chicha Ramai Who Main Ramai, that you need to be able to tell if the guy is a Ramai or not. Itmar Rav Yehuda Amar Avidta Machris Rav Nachman Amar Glima Machris Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman. Do you announce what the Aveda is, or do you just say Aveda? Rav Yehuda Amar Avidta Machris. You just say that it's an Aveda. Di Amar Glima Machris Chashin Ramai. Because if you say that what it is, then a Ramai is going to be able to come and take it back. He'll know that, oh, I saw a glima, and he'll remember a simon that he saw about it. Rav Nachman Amar glima machris, l'ramai lo chashin and dimkenin l'davar sof. Then, no, you can announce what the aved is. You don't have to worry that everybody's so dishonest. And if you were worried about that, it'll be in l'davar sof. T'nan, amar es aved v'lo amar simonah, reza lo yitin lo. If someone says the aved, but it doesn't say what the simon is, don't give it to him. Iyam bishlam aved dosa machris. If you announce that there's an aved, hakamash malon, so then that's still chiddush, because avagav damar glima, kilomar simon. Even though the guy says, oh, is it a coat? So you still don't return it to him. That's a chiddush. Eliam glima machris. But if you announce that it was a coat, and amri yu glima, v'amri yu glima, and the guy says, oh, I lost a coat, tzrich lemeimer kilomer simanim lamadrin alei. Well, then it's pretty obvious that if he doesn't give simanim, you don't return it to such a guy. Amri safra liolam glima machris. Really, you do announce what was lost. Amri yu glima, v'amri yu simanim, umay lo amar simanel, lo amar simanim ufakin dida. Then, no, the chiddush is that the guy says I found a coat. The other one says I lost a coat that has these simanim, but he doesn't say the good simanim. He says very low level simanim, a black coat, something like that. So that's why I need the chiddush of the Mishnah that you don't return it to that guy. When over here also simanim mufakin just means simanim beinanim. He at least has to give simanim beinanim. If he gives less than that, then you don't return it to him. And a Ramai, even if he gives simanim, you don't give it back to him. So Tanu Rabban, we have a bris. Initially, anyone who lost an aveda would give siman and would be able to get it back. Misha rabu or ramayin, but once there were more ramayin, then they said, you know what? You're going to have to prove your honesty. You will have to bring edim that you are honest. And the story happened with Rav Papa's father. He lost a chamor, he lost a donkey, and someone found it. And Rav Papa's father wanted to get his donkey back based on the simanim. So they went to Rabbi Ravuna. Rabbi Ravuna said, sorry, the new rules are that you have to bring edim that you are not a Ramai Vital, and then you'll get your chamor back. So Azalai Sisadi, he went and he fetched two edim. So Rabbi Ravuna said to the edim, do you know that this guy is a Ramai? And they thought he was saying, do you know that he's not a Ramai? So they said, yes, we do know. So Rav Papa's father turned them and said, "What are you guys doing? I'm a Ramai." So Amalei, they said, "I'm not Ramai at Kamrinan." No, we thought he was saying, "Are you not a Ramai?" So normally the rule is Kibin Shegid Shuvein Chazur Magid. Once Edom say something, that's it. Their testimony is final. They can't back out on it. So Amrav Barufuna Mistaver Lamaisi Inush Chavas L'Nafshei. He is the one that brought these Edom. It's most Mistaver that he wasn't bringing Edom to say that he's a liar, right? So we can, in this case, we'll make an exception on Kivin Shigit Shuvein Chazur Magid. Next mission, called the Shos of Yochel. Any Aveda that does Malacha, and you could be Machil it based on the Malacha that it does, so it earns money like a Shor Chamar, Yasav Yochel. So good, so be Maskid this Behema to other people, and the money that you get for the Schirus you'll use to feed that animal, so it will take care of itself. Vidavashedos of Yochel, but if the animal is not productive in terms of Schirus, like chickens or geese, so you Macher, then you sell it. They have to work hard to return the Aveda to the Bailim, or at least something in exchange for the Aveda. But if you find a Baal Chai that's not also Yochel, and you have to feed it, and then the Bailim is going to end up only collecting some percentage of it, because he's going to have to reimburse you for all of the money you spent taking care of this animal. What do you do with the money that you get for the Aveda? You use it, and therefore, if you lose it, you're going to have to pay it back to the Baal Aveda. No, you just put it away. And therefore, if you lose it, you're not going to be chayiv in the achrayus of that money. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis. Have a great day, everybody.